This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Today, Apple will give investors a peek at its latest profit report. The company is expected to beat expectations, maybe to the tune of $51 billion or more. A lot of those billions come straight from its trusty product, the iPhone. Also, straight from China. But China's economy hasn't been super stable of late. Will that impact Apple's news? Gigi Duban reports.
There was a time in China when if you loved someone, you'd save up for months to buy this person an iPhone. It was the ultimate gesture and the ultimate status symbol. And all Apple had to do was be Apple. Not anymore.
Basically, the easy money day is over.
That's Minyuan Zhao. She teaches global strategy at the Wharton School. One reason is that as more people have iPhones in China, it becomes less desirable. Plus, even though people there still have plenty of buying power, she says Apple needs to step up its game. Patrick Moorhead, a tech industry analyst, says China's economic slowdown might hit Apple's earnings.
The thing to balance against is that Apple is still growing in China.
So that even if urban areas in eastern China are slowly getting over their luxury brand craze, there are plenty of regions where the iPhone is still a rare gem. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.